Quality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I'm going to start with it as by far, what is, I should say, by far, not the most important story of the day, but certainly the most interesting. And that is at least interesting to me. And I think in today's media world, it's interesting. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I actually want to get to Scott Walker in just a few moments here. But, and his appearance on Fox News Sunday and just the continued, the email gate that the left thinks they have something new there. We'll get to all of that in just a moment. Now, yesterday, I was going to make an earnest effort to watch the Daytona 500. I've told you I'm trying to get more interest, not more interested, but more educated about NASCAR. I know a lot of people in this audience are big NASCAR fans, and I've been at best at the edges. And of course, you might as well jump in with the crown jewel event of the season, the Daytona 500. And as it has for I don't know how many out of the past few years, it was delayed. Several of those have been weather-related. There have been other things, crashes, other things that have happened. By the way, how long is it going to be before someone blames global warming for the delay? It'll be interesting to see. Anyway, so what does Fox Television Network do? Well, they fill for a while and they have drivers up on their little set there, and they throw it back to here and there. Well, at some point, the delay becomes so long, they go with what was probably about plan C or D, and that was replay 2013's Daytona 500, where Jimmy Johnson won. Well, guess what? They ended up running it pretty much in its entirety. Well, in its entirety. And I mean constant, there was a constant crawl because I kept checking back to see if they were back to live coverage of, I think it was delayed about lap 38, I think, or something like that, for hours until it got started again, this year's. They had a crawl, 2013, 2013, 2013. Never mind that, when the end of it played, you know, when Jimmy Johnson won the 2013 Daytona 500 again, he got all sorts of emails and tweets of congratulations. Yay, yep, 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 yep. And it's just interesting to me how many people were fooled by it. I did kind of wonder about it. I just thought, well, how many people are going to think this is the real deal? Nah, because they keep showing the crawl. Sure enough, all sorts of people were fooled. Now, this begs the question, should Fox have done that, or what else are they going to do? I suppose they could have features prepared of all different races, interviews with drivers, profiles, that sort of thing. Here's where maybe you could criticize Fox for not having a better plan. This event has been delayed a number of times. Think back 2 years ago when the Super Bowl was delayed because of the blackout at the Superdome. You don't plan for that. You better believe the networks will now. If they suddenly have a 40-minute or whatever delay, for whatever reason, I'll bet you they have a plan now. It's just something they never really anticipated. Fox could have anticipated this, but I don't know what else you do. They're going to have to come up with something creative. It's interesting, though, in today's media world, they just, people didn't see that. Now, I will say this, a friend who was sending me texts, he, you know, trying to kind of show me the nuances of the race that I wouldn't otherwise understand, he was fooled for a minute. He went, oh, never mind, this is last year. And then he goes, yeah, there's a big crash that's coming up here pretty soon. That's the other thing about a race. A football game, how long would it take you to realize it was an old game? Not very long. I mean, minutes, seconds. Football is different that way. A race, it's going to be hard to remember all the little... No. No. Is that true? Do you think... We have to check that. I did not see... Jason, you got to find that right now. A listener just sent something which, if this is true, this is going to be... What... He spells it I-E. One of the most embarrassing moments that Fox News fooled themselves. Let's see. Yeah, click on that. Yeah. Shut up. Fox News reports Jimmy Johnson wins 2014 Daytona 500. This was written yesterday, of course. The 2014 Daytona 500 has been postponed all day due to severe weather in Daytona Beach. So what did Fox do to pass time? They played last year's. With that, many people on Twitter started live tweeting the event thinking it was this year's. And really? Did Fox News? Scroll down, Jason. Fox News. There it is. A tweet. It was on their network. Nobody told the news division. Oh, gosh, that's embarrassing. Jimmy Johnson wins the Daytona 500 for the third time in his career. He previously won in 2013 and 2006. Yeah, you know, and the similarities between last year's and this year's. Really, now that's embarrassing. How the hell does that happen? How does a network, yeah, Jimmy Johnson tweeted, I hear I won the Daytona 500. Okay, now that's embarrassing. Fox fooled itself. That's going to leave a bit of a mark. One other thought on this, and then we will get on to the Scott Walker stuff. Piece today, winning only way Danica can answer Petty. Richard Petty, retired, he's called King Richard because he's King Richard. He's Richard Petty. Has been trashing Danica Patrick to the point where he's willing to race her at, he's what, 70, whatever he is. And it's kind of, it brings up images of Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King. She won that, you know, by the way, back in 1973. That, look, she's just really not very good, is the argument of this column. Jason, you told me earlier you'd want to see that race. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Who would you pick? Who would you pick? Of the King. She could not beat Richard Petty, who has not raced since 1992. Not even. I'm not going to say that. Does that speak to him or her in your mind? Is he that good or is she that overrated? You just think he is that good. Okay, how many other current racers could he beat? Now, you think he could. I think if Richard Petty beat her, I think her reputation would be shot. I think she would, a lot of people who say she's overrated, and I don't follow racing closely enough to make an informed opinion. That friend says she would beat him. I would be shocked if she didn't. I really would. I think she would beat him. But I'm not going to pretend to know this sport all that well. All right, let's get to Scott Walker in 5 minutes. Is his team handling the email dump appropriately? It's 9:16.
The Jerry Bader Show.